Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. It's been a big few days in the world of T20 with the T20 World Cup squads being announced, India and Australia being two of those teams among some others. And we'll also touch on what's been going on in the IPL as well in our weekly roundup. Welcome, Nash, India fan. I'm Charbel here from Crick Blog, Australia fan. Nash, before we go into the squad, how are you going?
I'm going good. I'm going good. Really getting into the thick of things with the IPL. So just coming to that end bit of the tournament, and I can see the scores going down a bit as well now. Really exciting. The pitches start getting slow, but we are here today to talk about the squads that are being announced. We'll mainly focus on India and Australia, and then also speak about South Africa and New Zealand.
So the bowlers are having a bit more of a say in the in the IPL. But speaking of the squads, India yesterday, Australia's came out today, lots of talking points. Quickly, I'll just quickly run through the Indian squad. So you got Rohit Sharma as captain. That's cause for contention among a lot of fans. Very keen to hear your thoughts, which I'll ask you about in a sec. Jaiswal, Kohli, Surya Yadav, Rishabh Pant, Samson, Hardik Pandya, Shivam Dubey, Jadeja and Akshar Patel. That's probably another area of conjecture for me. Those two very similar players in the squad. Kuldeep Yadav, Yuzvendra Chahal, Ashdeep Singh, Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Siraj. And then the reserves, Shubman Gill, Rinku Singh, Khalil Ahmed and Avesh Khan. So Nash, your initial thoughts on the squad. And then in addition to that, do you think it's the right call to have Kohli and Rohit in the same squad together?
Where do I begin? That's my question. Where do I start? We've got like six number fours.
That's a good point.
You got Surya Kumar Yadav, you got Virat Kohli, you got Rishabh Pant, you got Sanju Samson, you got Hardik Pandya. Everyone can bat at number four. You got Shivam Dubey. Let's start at the top. Let's start at the top. I'll begin by saying I don't think Rohit Sharma should be anywhere near that squad. That's the first point. I've said that many times.
Yes, you have. Fair enough. Yeah.
He shouldn't be around the T20 setup anymore. He hasn't done anything of, he doesn't help himself in the IPL as well, in the previous series. He hasn't even played T20s in a while for India. I think the Afghanistan
series in January was his first I think, since the 2022 World Cup,
exactly.
If I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. What that was like five matches, and that's it. So that's he's going in the World Cup with that preparation. Then you go to answer your question. Absolutely, Virat Kohli should be in the team. Like, there's no, I'm not saying this as a fanboy or anything. I'm purely saying this as an Indian fan. We have seen in this IPL as well how Kohli has changed his approach. Regarding batting at the top, he has a great strike rate. He's scoring runs. He has implemented that slog sweep, clears the leg.
Yeah.
He literally has played every shot in the book. There's absolutely no doubt he should be in there. Like, I don't even, if you don't have Virat Kohli in your list, you are either a Rohit Sharma fanboy or you are either an Indian sports journalist who doesn't understand cricket, as there are so many of them. And then you got Rishabh Pant. I mean, I love the man. I love the player. But again, he shouldn't be in the T20 team. Not based on his performance so far. I think there's so many other players who deserve to be in the squad before these players. Sanju Samson, he has been given the due credit. He has been given the due place that he has deserved for a while. I think this T20 World Cup will be make or break for Sanju Samson's career. In my honest opinion, I think this is there's two sort of segments when it comes to Sanju Samson. One segment is, let's back Sanju Samson till the end of his career. He's one of the best players India will ever produce. And then there's second who go, he has been given enough chances, hasn't done anything worthwhile. So why should he be there? So This World Cup, I think, will put things into place for Sanju Samson and for us as fans. Then you have the everlasting, the great Hardik Pandya, who was announced as this captain of the T20 to lead India into the new age. And then that's gone downhill, obviously. But again, he hasn't bowled enough in the IPL. You know, he hasn't bowled well in the IPL whenever he has bowled.
No, he hasn't bowled well. He's bowled enough, but he hasn't bowled well.
And Shivam Dubey hasn't bowled anything. So we are
That's
going
the
out,
problem. That's
we
a
are
big
going
problem.
in. You say, you know, Shivam Dubey is competing with Hardik Pandya for his spot, but Shivam Dubey hasn't even touched a single ball in the IPL. And
Exactly.
Hardik Pandya is a clutch player. As a batter, as a player, I love Hardik Pandya. But given his recent performances, given his recent stance, given how things have gone recently, I think he has to. This is kind of a redemption for him, this T20 World Cup. And I think he has the confidence to do it. He has the attitude to do it. And then you speak about players like Yuzvendra Chahal. I think there's too many spinners in the squad. Four spinners is a lot.
I think I agree with you on that. I think that you probably only need one of Jadeja and or Akshar Patel, to be
Yes.
honest. I don't
Yes.
think you need both.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And you know, Kuldeep Yadav deserves to be there. There's no question about that. Kuldeep Yadav and Jasprit Bumrah. Probably if I was the selector, the first names I'd be putting on the list, obviously Virat Kohli, Surya Kumar Yadav, Shivam Dubey, Kuldeep Yadav, and Jasprit Bumrah and Rinku Singh. So let's talk about Rinku Singh.
Yeah, Rinku Singh, that was my next question to you.
I mean, I don't even understand how they don't put his name first on the team list. I mean, what else does the guy have to do? You know, he has scored many, many runs in the past 1 year that he has played for India. He has the finisher mindset. He has finished
Yes.
games. He has finished innings. We have seen him do that. It's not like there's this myth about Rinku Singh that he can do that. We have seen him do that. He has done it in the IPL as well against quality opposition. He has done it on different pitches. I don't understand the thinking behind it, obviously.
Neither do
But
I.
I'll say this though. I'll say this. I can see a way Rinku Singh comes into the squad. There's going to be, take it from me right now, in a month's time, let's say before just maybe 2 weeks before the T20 World Cup starts, there's someone player who's going to have a niggle, who's going to miss the World Cup, and here comes Rinku Singh, and he's going to have an amazing World Cup. I sincerely hope so. And then you talk about the fast bowlers. There's really your relying on Jasprit Bumrah too. There's Ashdeep Singh and Mohammad Siraj haven't had the best of IPLs. They haven't had a best of last 12 months. When it comes to T20 internationals, yes, Siraj has done exceedingly well in the one day format, but not so much in the T20 format. So it'll be really interesting. There's so many things I don't agree with, but always support to India. I mean, come on. It's a World Cup, it's a T20 World Cup in the West Indies and the USA. I think we just have to back the team, whoever goes, and let's hope India does its best.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on pretty much all your points regarding the squad. I was very surprised to not see Rinku Singh there in the initial 15, because I think that's an area that India have faltered in T20s. It's the finishing, right? And you've got a specialist finisher there, like Tim David for Australia. He's like, that's why he's a lock in the team, because he's got that finishing ability. He can come in 10, 15 balls
Absolutely.
and elevate the score significantly. I think I
I'll
agree with you on Rohit Sharma. I think, look, he can
ask
go
you
on and
this
make
though.
it
I'll
happen.
ask you this. What are your thoughts when it comes to as a non-Indian fan looking from the outside? Let's say if you were coming up against this squad with, you know, Akshar Patel, Ravindra Jadeja, yes, there's Surya Kumar Yadav and Bumrah, T20 stalwarts legends. What would you put your team's chances? Where would you put it, your team's chances?
I think if it's in the back end of the tournament, I think there still might be some scars there. So I'd give Australia a good chance. But what my initial instinct around this team was, I thought after 2022 that there was going to be some sort of T20 overhaul, that they're going to just change their approach and go towards a younger sort of squad. But there's a lot of same about what I've seen here, right? And I look at this squad and my immediate impression is, how are you going to get your 11 right with that squad? Is there a clear plan on how your 11 is going to look like? Because you've got a lot of number fours, as you said earlier. So that's the first thing that came to my mind. Another thing that came to my mind is, as well, you've got two left arm spinners there in Jadeja and Patel. You only need one of them. So get Rinku Singh in the squad in one of those guys' places. And then how is Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli in the same team going to work out as well? Because both of them are trying to play a lot quicker in the power play in the IPL, but there is a slowdown in the middle overs with them both. So if they're both batting together, how are India going to perform at the
Look,
bat? They're
I
both
think
very good, don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about intent and ensuring that they're not falling too far behind run rates and things like that.
and look, I think when I say all these things, I this team can very well go all the way, is what
They can.
I do
We've
believe
said that.
that
Well,
when
it's
it comes to
India.
on paper, when it comes to looking at the skill, and the talent, this team, it's still one of the best. But like you said, Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli. Look, I think if Rohit Sharma applies himself the same way that he did in the World Cup, last year, I think he was just playing with total freedom. He was he goes out there, smashes the ball from ball one. I think that he sort of has to have that mindset here as well. Go hard in the first six. If India can put up maybe let's say 70 or 75 in the first six, and keeping in mind the pitches that are going to be served up in the New York in the US and West Indies, a bit on the slower side. I think if India managed to get even 60, 65 to 70, I think that'll be a really great start, because you got Surya Kumar Yadav, you got Shivam Dubey, you got Hardik Pandya down the order, who can do that finishing job. Yes, they're not. They are not Rinku Singh, as we have seen Rinku Singh do it in the last 12 months. But
You need
Shivam Dubey
Rinku
has
Singh there.
been Shivam Dubey has been really good as well in the IPL.
You need Rinku Singh there. But I agree with you. Like maybe that ODI World Cup campaign swayed the selectors' thinking to say maybe we can get him back in the T20 setup,
Yes,
because that's when he
yes.
sort of came back in. He was sort of like on the outer
Yep.
at that point. But when they saw how attacking he was, and how he took it to teams, and how he threatened to even take that World Cup final away very early from Australia, and that classic Travis Head catch, because Rohit was looking amazing in that game as well. So maybe that swayed the selectors to go say, okay, let's give Rohit another chance. He's there as captain. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of questions about the Indian team, that the pace brigade, as you mentioned as well, lots of reliance on Bumrah. I thought Natarajan with his Yorkers would have been quite good, but you can't fit everyone in,
I
I
mean,
guess. But
we haven't even talked about Ravi Bishnoi. He's sitting in the top 10 bowlers rankings in T20s. I mean,
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
he has been doing really, really well for
Yeah.
himself and in the format, and he is nowhere near the squad. So yeah, there is a lot to
Hard to
unpack.
get in.
There's a lot to
Hard to get
unpack,
in.
but I think it's just that the X factor that Ravindra Jadeja brings to the squad, with his fielding, he can easily save up to 20 runs
Yes,
in the field alone, like
definitely.
easily. Like we his presence is felt all around the field.
100%. Yeah, no doubt about it. But the key for India is getting the team balance right, and then getting it right and holding your nerve at the back end of the tournament, because I expect India to, of course, push hard to get into the semifinals and then to
Yes.
get to the final. Can they hold their nerve in those big games? That's where they've fallen short the last 10, 11 years. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with them. Onto Australia, announced this morning, was waiting patiently for it, but the word over the last couple of days was that Jake Fraser-McGurk was not going to be picked. It's turned out to be that way. Lots of opinion,
Any
man.
surprises for you as an Australian fan? Tell me, unpack the squad. I'll quickly list the squad for the
Not.
listeners.
Yeah, go
You
for it.
got Mitchell Marsh, your captain. There has to be a Marsh in an Australian squad always. You got David Warner, you got Travis Head, Josh Inglis, Matthew Wade, Tim David, Marcus Stoinis, Cameron Green, Glenn Maxwell, Ashton Agar, Adam Zampa, Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood, Mitchell Starc, and Nathan Ellis. So what do you make of that squad, and just unpack for me.
Yeah, no surprises for me. It feels like a very safe squad that they've picked. They haven't really gone outside the box or outside the square with this. No Spencer Johnson, no Fraser McGurk, no Matt Short. So these guys, they're all good T20 cricketers. And I guess they want to give David Warner the big send-off, right? He's probably the big one in there. Along with the likes of, well, I think Stoinis has been playing really well, but his position in the squad has been a bit up for debate. Cameron Green as well, Mitchell Starc as well. So there's a few players there that got to prove their worth, I think, in this World Cup, because there's some other players that have been knocking on the door. They haven't got into this squad, and the noise will grow louder if, particularly, well, David Warner is finishing at the end of the tournament, but the others, there's going to be some noise if they don't perform, because there's still
So,
some white ball tournaments to follow this pretty closely.
and tell me about this. So, having Mitchell Starc in there, does it give you the best? Does it give you a lot of confidence, given how his IPL has gone?
The IPL's been bad, but the thing is with Stark is his ceiling is high, but he's
I
never
mean,
really nailed it in T20.
IPL has been downright pathetic for Mitchell
It's
Starc.
been shocking. It really has been. Apart from a couple of good spells here and there, but that's not what you get for 24 crores. You need more than a couple of good spells. But like you said a couple of weeks ago, he's never really nailed this format consistently. But the selectors always think that he's the match winner, and he can produce an amazing spell for you on the day, and that's why they've gone for him. So yeah, we'll just have to see how that goes. So hopefully he's just in that one of those purple patches where he's performing well. You know, that's what you hope for.
So what
And that's
will
what the
be,
selectors are hoping for.
let's put you under the spot. What will be your starting 11 for the first game?
Yeah, so you're gonna have Warner there. That was never in doubt. No matter if he scored 10 ducks in a row in the IPL, he was gonna get the farewell. They gotta keep David Warner happy, remember? It's Cricket Australia. Travis Head to open with him, Mitch Marsh at three, Maxwell at four. I'll go Stoinis at five. Let's see what we got here. Wade to be the keeper. The reason why I'd go Wade over Inglis at this stage is because you got the left-hander, the left-handed option in the middle there. We don't have another left-hander there, but I like Inglis. He's a good player of spin, so I wouldn't mind either way. The reason why I'd go with Wade is for the left-handed option. Tim David at seven. Depending on conditions, it depends on conditions whether they play two specialist quicks or three specialist quicks. If it's a really slow turning track, I like to see Ashton Agar there. But if not, then you can go with Cummins, Starc, Hazlewood, and Adam Zampa as your spinner, with Maxwell doing some bowling as well. So it's again a pretty standard, safe sort of team that we've seen over the years in ODI and T20 format. The question is going to be how this batting lineup, without Smith there as well, by the way, Steve Smith, how are they going to cope without playing against the spinners and on the slow pitches? There's a lot of hard-hitting players in there.
Yeah,
You don't
and
want to
look,
collapse.
I think out of those players that I can think that I can remember top of my head, the player who has the most experience playing in that region is probably Tim David, isn't it? Like when he plays in the Caribbean CPL.
Yeah, CPL.
I don't think
There's
any
not
of
a
the
lot of
other,
guys.
yeah, I don't think any of the other players have really gone there and played for long. I can't remember at least.
No. No, neither can I. Neither
Probably
can I.
Tim David,
No.
the gun for hire, just goes there, plays the entire tournament, and yeah, so that would come into play as well, because a lot of these players, and you, as you rightly said, John Inglis is a good player of spin, but doesn't have that experience playing on slow pitches. And there was this tournament, the T20 series against West Indies. I think it was last year, wasn't it? Or the year before? I'm forgetting, but
At home?
no, in the West Indies. Or I'm thinking long back as well. But yeah, so it is
Yeah.
going to be interesting. And when it comes to fast bowling, there you've obviously
You're
got
right. It was
four.
2021. We lost 4-1 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
But
remember
when
now.
it comes to
Yes.
fast bowling, you got four fast bowlers there. Cummins, Stark, and Hazelwood and Ellis. If things go sideways, did you say you would start with Cummins and Hazelwood? Did I?
Yeah, I did. I'd
Yeah.
start with them both. Yeah.
So does
But
Ellis
I
play
like
at
Ellis
all?
too.
Does Ellis play at all in your team? Or because I mean, I love Nathan
Yeah.
Ellis because his slower balls
Me
are really
too.
effective. Yorkers are really great. He can bowl at a good
Yeah.
pace as well.
Absolutely. If Ellis is picked in over Hazelwood or Cummins, I wouldn't mind it, but just the pedigree that those guys have. And I think Cummins has come of age as a white ball bowler. I think he really has. I think in this IPL, Cummins has been top notch with the ball. The spells that he's bowled in very high scoring games has been outstanding. And then I think Hazelwood has really come of age as a T20 bowler in the last few years as well. But yeah, if any of them don't perform, then you've got Ellis there. I would have loved to see Spencer Johnson there in the squad if they could have fit him in somehow. He's quality too. But
Yeah, and we haven't even
yeah.
mentioned, Jason Bendoff. We haven't even mentioned Aaron Hardy, Xavier Bartlett. These were in contention as well. They have really done well
Yes.
in the domestic circuit for a while. So, you
Yes.
can only pick 15. So, unfortunately,
Yes. So
someone has
that
to.
you can only pick 15, and that Jake Fraser-McGurk's the big one that's been left out. And I mentioned to you last week or the week before that absolutely would love to see him in there. I know he doesn't have the experience of these sort of pitches and international T20s. He's never played a game before. But even if you're not going to have him in the 11, even if to have him in the squad in and around and give him a couple of games here and there could be great for his experience. But on the other side of it, I could understand why he wasn't picked because he's a top order player and Australia have got options in the top order now, right? Now, whether you think David Warner should be there or not, that's up for debate. Now, on form, McGurk should be in there over Warner. That's not to say Warner can't go on and do well in the World Cup. But on form, McGurk should be over Warner. But they want to give Warner the farewell. It was never, ever any doubt that Warner was going to be in that squad. That was his last farewell tour. We've been building up to it for a long time. The T20 World Cup is when I'm going to end. And it's been clear that the selectors want to give Warner the chance to go off on his own terms.
I mean,
Then you've got Travis Head there.
he has to
Yeah.
have a lot
And
of dirt. David Warner has to have a lot of dirt.
I'm telling you, he would. With all this ball tampering stuff that happened 6 years ago, I'm telling you now he's got a lot. And they're trying to keep him as happy as they can. And I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
I mean,
There's no
look,
doubt about it.
there's literally no other thinking behind having still
Australia does
having
not,
him. Yeah.
Australia, I'm telling you now, Australia does not have a history of doing this sort of stuff. They will let
Exactly.
go of the veteran. They will let go of the, they'll be ruthless. Australia are
Exactly.
ruthless, not except in this instance, right? So Fraser-McGurk was never going to get in over Warner. No matter if Fraser-McGurk scores 300 in innings, he was never going to get in over him. And then Travis Head and Mitch Marsh is the captain and bats three, right? It's very risky to play McGurk in the middle order on slow pitches when he's never played there. So I can understand that argument. But that being said, the guy's still very, very young. And he's got a mortgage on the opening spot in ODI T20 cricket after this T20 World Cup. The spot's his. There's a Champions Trophy early next year. There's 2026 T20 World Cup. There's 27 ODI World Cup. He continues on this trajectory. He'll be a star for Australia in all of those tournaments. And he's got plenty of time ahead. Maybe just not quite yet. But that being said, would have loved to see him in there. He's just an excitement machine. He gets people talking. What a player. What a player.
Let's quickly touch on a couple of other squads that were announced. South Africa first. Any big
Yes.
surprises?
Norkia is probably the one because he's struggled, really. He's struggled in this IPL, hasn't been at his best the last couple of years. He's had some injury problems. But all in all, again, they look very strong.
Yes.
But the question for them is mentally, rather than rather than anything ability wise. I don't know what you think.
Yeah,
They've got
absolutely. And
all the quality.
look, I think they are in the group of death. I'll say this.
Yes.
You got Sri Lanka there, you got Bangladesh, you got Nepal, you got Netherlands, and you got South Africa. So one
And
upset
Netherlands
shot
have given
there.
South Africa a
I won't.
problem.
Yeah, I've said the word upset, but if apologies if that upsets anyone. But I think if Netherlands pull off a victory here or there, or if Bangladesh managed to, or sorry, Nepal managed to pull off a victory, I think it's that group is going to be really open and really fun and exciting to watch.
Yes.
When it comes to the squad, again, like you said, Nokia would be the biggest surprise, but I think South Africa really banking on Nokia to have a good career. He missed the World Cup due to injury, so really they're really hoping that this IPL is
Yeah.
just an anomaly, and sort of
Yeah, they're backing him. They're
he
backing
comes
him.
into his own during the World Cup. So I think aside from that, really hoping the big players already there, Markram, Klaassen,
Right.
Miller, absolutely, I think a
Even guys like
powerhouse.
Ryan Rickardson's a gun. Tristan Stubbs. Riza Hendricks is a very underrated player, in my opinion. He's come of age the last couple of years. They haven't got look. It's just incredible that this side with that much talent. I've got respect for Themba Bavuma in Test cricket, but the fact that he was captain of this side for so long was just crazy, right? As long as he's not there now from a South African perspective, because he's not suited for this format. He's suited for the longer formats. This is just an incredible looking squad, right?
Yes,
There's
but
no reason for me. I know they've got a tough group in that start, but
we
they've
would be
got to go
sitting here
far, man.
mid-June and they would be already out of the World Cup. So let's
Oh, it's unacceptable if that's the case. It
I mean,
really
it's
is.
South Africa, isn't it? It's South Africa, so
Oh.
you don't know. You never know. I
That's what it
mean,
is. It's the mental thing, isn't it? It's the
we've
mental thing.
spoken
Like,
about India so much. South Africa, they fly under the radar a lot, and we'll be sitting here doing this after three games of the T20 World Cup, and then South Africa already out. So,
No, I think in the early stages, when the pressure's not quite on, they'll smoke teams, I reckon. But then the issue is when it comes to the back end, the pressure games. Because a couple of years ago in the last World Cup, I argued they'd make the semi-finals. You said they wouldn't. They were odds on. They had to just beat the Netherlands on the last day to qualify. And look what happened. It's just you just don't know with them. It's just it's the mental burdens and those sort of things that they've got to overcome because they've got all the ingredients, everything. They've got the spin, they've got the pace, and they've got the hard hitters. There's nothing missing.
Absolutely.
There's nothing
Really
missing.
exciting.
Maybe an all round, a really good all rounder there, potentially. I'm looking at that team. Like, who's your number six and seven? That kind of stuff. Like, can Jansen's a very good bat. Can he bat well as well? That's going to be the key. But other than that, looking very, very good indeed.
All right. Moving on to the IPL. Quickly touching on the IPL. We don't have much time left in this episode, but what are your the MI? I think my team's
Yeah,
already
they're done.
pretty much done.
Oh,
Not pretty much, they are done. And three
really,
teams
really
on
bad.
three teams, just enjoying the bottom three, 8, 9, 10, Punjab, Mumbai, and Bangalore. Not really, not many hopes. Rajasthan
So,
going really well, lost only one. KKR. The
yeah.
real fight is KKR, Lucknow, Chennai, and Sunrisers, and Delhi. Delhi have
Yeah.
started really poor, but now number six, and they only need a win here, a win or two, I think, sort of just to stay in the race, do well. And if Gujarat go on a rampage and win all the remaining games, that'll be really exciting as well. So what do you make of the table now? And then who now give me your top four.
I think the top four will be what it is currently.
Okay.
Rajasthan, KKR, LSG, Chennai. I like Sunrisers as well as a team, but they haven't really proven it chasing totals. Delhi, the problem is they've only got three games left now. Right, so they're on 10 as well, but they've played like two extra games in Chennai and like they've played and their net run rate is not good. -0.442. Gujarat, for me, they're just not the same side this year, right? They're missing Shami. Hardik Pandya was very good for them for a couple of seasons. They're well off the pace in terms of net run rate as well. That could be crucial too. I'm thinking this four that they're currently in now, because LSG for me was right on the cusp before the tournament started. I'm like,
so no Hyderabad, because they're
depends if they're
number
back
five.
first or second.
And I
They're very
look.
strong. Look, it wouldn't surprise me, but if I'm like, who am I going to go with? Who are the more reliable teams? Probably go those four.
Because the thing is, Hyderabad has shown other teams that they don't have the same firepower when they chase, and
Yes.
that's a big downfall for them.
That
That's going, if teams win the
the
toss, they are going to bat first and not let Hyderabad bat
Yes.
first. So it's
So
going to be really
Sunrisers coming
interesting.
up. They've got Rajasthan next. That'll be a big test. If they can win that sets them up well. Then Mumbai, then LSG, then Gujarat, and then Punjab. So they've got three teams there that are outside the top four who are not in great form. Mumbai, Gujarat, and Punjab. So they could win those three. And then how they go against the two teams that are currently in the top four is going to be crucial as well. That's vital. Chennai, I've got Punjab twice in the next
Yes.
3, 4 days. I think they'll win, well, at the very least, they'll win one of them. I think they'll win at home today. Then they've got Gujarat, then they've got Rajasthan and RCB to finish. I think that's a good draw. That's a good run.
Tell you what, Mumbai and RCB can really spoil some parties in the
They can.
end part of the
Definitely.
tournament. I'm really looking forward to that.
Both teams are very capable of that. Who would have thought Mumbai would be reduced to that? You know, like it's just been a poor season for you guys, unfortunately. Great race. You know,
Yeah.
there's a case for a number of teams in this. There's a case for a number of teams, but I just think those four at the moment are probably the best placed in terms of consistency, in terms of quality and reliability to do it. What are you thinking? You thinking Hyderabad?
Look, I think if you look at the games Hyderabad has to play, I think they have to, if they win against RR, I think that could put them in a really great place. For those games
Yes.
against MI and Gujarat and Punjab, because those are the lower ranked teams. And obviously Lucknow has their game
That's a
against
crucial
Lucknow
game.
then becomes really crucial. Yeah, you're right. And it's
That's
going
a
to be
four
really
pointer,
interesting.
basically. Yeah.
So
That's what you, yeah.
at the moment I'll go with the same four, but I would really love to see how Hyderabad go against RR and then decide my final four. Because if
Yes.
they manage to pull off a win there, I think that'll really set them up.
It's a game changer, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. It's a game changer. But yeah, I think those four teams have probably been the most consistent so far, and they deserve their positions in the playoff spots. But also for Chennai, right? They're very good at home, but they haven't
Yes.
really done the business away. So that's going to be a big challenge for them moving forward as well. So lots of questions that we're going to see answered over the coming couple of weeks heading into the
Absolutely.
playoffs.
Absolutely.
All right, Nash, thanks to you. Thanks to all the listeners, the viewers. You can catch us on Instagram where we post regular reels and on YouTube as well. So Instagram is at QuickBlogPod. It's the same for Twitter. And YouTube is QuickBlog TV. So we hope you enjoyed our discussions today, the World Cup squads and a little bit on the IPL and who we think will make the playoffs. Be sure to subscribe, support us, and yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Absolutely.